for my American friend. Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No!
Runs now from it.
Anything with that!
Destiny overrides all that is happening. And now it's here. Should I stay?
Yourself, well, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be, who knows how much more efficient you'd be, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You know, you have no idea how efficient people get. You could be off the charts. Well, if we all got our act together collectively and stopped making things worse, because that's another thing people do all the time. Not only do they not do what they should do to make things better, they actively attempt to make things worse because they're spiteful or resentful, arrogant or deceitful, or homicidal or genocidal, or all of those things all bundled together in an absolutely pathological package. If people stopped really, really trying to just make things worse, we have no idea how much better things would get just because of that.
Yeah.
So there's this weird dynamic that's part of the existential system of ideas between human vulnerability, social judgment, both of which are major causes of suffering, and the failure of individuals to adopt the responsibility that they know they should adopt. And that's the thing that's interesting too. Like, see, another thing that I've always wanted to ask is that there's this idea that people have a conscience. And you know what the conscience is. It's this feeling or this voice in your head that you have just before you do something that you know is stupid, telling you that you probably shouldn't do that stupid thing. You don't have to listen to it, but you go ahead and do it anyway. And exactly what the conscience told you inevitably happens. And then you feel even stupider about it, because if it happened by accident, because I knew this was going to happen, I got a warning it was going to happen, and I went and did it anyway. So the funny thing is that the conscience operates within you, and you really don't understand what it is. So you might say, well, what would happen if you abided by your conscience for 5 years or for 10 years? What sort of position might you be in? What sort of family might you have? What sort of relationship you might afford?